CliffCentral.com.
Hey, it's Friday, the half past two of Friday. It's the Gas Comedy Podcast. It is actually the 20-something of Friday. Friday something?
The 23rd.
All right. And we are the Gas Comedy Podcast. It's your comedy break. It's just to get you out of the vibe of the depressing people that are on before us. They had like naked Playboy models on. We got an Islamic...
German
comedian. Come on.
Oh, yeah. That's me. Okay. Hello, guys.
It's a Gas Comedy Podcast. Toby's here. With me is Eric Janssen.
Good morning, everybody on the interwebs.
Good morning, everybody.
Yeah.
We also found out about 3 seconds ago. All six of you found out that we've got a WhatsApp phone line. So you can WhatsApp us. Does it come through on the machine? So what's the other one that we used to have? Are we allowed to say it?
WeChat.
Is WeChat... wasn't working. I was just going through some changes.
I thought WeChat is only big in China.
No.
It's like the Chinese WhatsApp.
It's everywhere. No, it's everywhere. It's here too, but it's not that big here. I mean, it's going through its midnight. Why are you doing these things to me, Dave?
So, Eric, what we're going to do is we've got some structure for the show,
okay,
which will be totally useless in about an hour.
Production meeting.
Let's have a production meeting.
What we do is, first of all, we say welcome, and it's already 9:05. We're the only ones that came in here to do this live, and I think next week is the 30th. We might put together a best of, which comes to about 8 minutes from the whole year. So what we do is at 9:05 we introduce the people. Hello, who are you?
I am Eric Janssen.
And welcome, Eric Janssen, to
I'm
the show.
I'm here today.
And then will you do a little comedy update of what's happened in the last week?
Yeah, a lot.
Tell us.
No, I'm joking. Nothing's been happening.
No, there was a massive comedy. Durban Savannah
you see, I
Comedy
don't know
Central
these
Comedy
things,
Festival.
Because I'm on leave now.
Oh, is it?
My jokes are in Durban as we speak.
Your jokes are very far from Durban. They're coming late. Like your brother and his fucking delayed plane.
Yeah, that motherfucker
left us
in the ledge.
Toby, we'll introduce you as well because we need to know exactly what a German, Syrian,
Pakistani
comedian... What your life is like, generally. And
okay.
Are you allowed on airplanes and that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I have a German passport, so it's pretty sweet, actually.
Damn you. Eric wants to marry you now.
No, I don't. Why would I want to do that? That's not that you're bad looking.
Yeah, what do you say? You either just insulted my country or my personality. So, pick.
No, it's okay.
Oh, he's not bad. He's more darker than you. And also, Eric's been in the sun.
So
Eric's been in the sun. So now I can't write on the bill at the restaurant to albinos. hang on. So you don't have a comedy roundup for us. The only thing that you're actually supposed to do on the show is tell us about comedy, what's happening.
You see this production meeting where I'm being told what I need to do on the show, and I didn't even know about it.
Did you know about the Durban Comedy Festival?
I didn't actually.
Didn't you? Should we phone someone?
No, you can phone somebody. Yeah. But okay, we had the Durban Comedy Festival, and apparently it was amazing.
Yeah, I said that.
Because
apparently it was amazing.
Yeah.
Did you see the lineup they had?
Yeah, they had Jason, they had John Flismas, they had
Mark Lottering,
they had Carvin Goldstone, they had all the heavyweights.
Carvin Goldstone was in Cape Town too.
Yeah.
So did you do Cape Town as well?
I did Cape Town.
Just Toby, wait, we're gonna get to you. You're more interesting than Eric. But I just wanna hit Eric for another 2 minutes of hardcore journalism.
Okay, go for it.
And then later on during the show we're gonna have a sports roundup. Brandon joined us. Brandon, hello.
I'm still here.
Yeah.
And I've got my seat.
He shouldn't be here though. He's been drunk since Sunday.
Yeah, he has
a slight drinking problem.
We did Christmas a little too early this year.
I think you overdid it, because when you were sitting in my lounge last night, it was 5:30 in the morning, and you were sitting just looking at my grass, and not my grass.
At your grass.
With a bottle of vodka in your hand, just watching the sunrise.
Yeah, well.
You know you've got a problem.
But I think you're also a feeder.
So he walks in just now, and is like, Christmas needs to end. I'm like, Christmas hasn't even arrived yet. Christmas is still on its way in a bus. He's like, yeah, no, we... prematurely ejaculated all over this Christmas. It came way too early for all of us. No.
Have you also been going a bit... You say you're on holiday, you got a bit of a tan. Have you been going a bit hard the last few days?
You see, what happened was... Let me tell you guys the story. So, I think it was the 2nd of December, my friend's boss decided to go away. And he's going to be in Cape Town for the next, month or so. So, he put us in charge of house sitting. Well, not us, he put him in charge of house sitting. So, he went, yo, guys, I don't want to sleep in this big house alone. Do two or three of you want to come over and then just sleep over as well in the meantime. So we're like, yeah, sure, let's do this thing. get to the house. They show us the house. It's a beautiful place. There's like a built-in trampoline. There's a swimming pool. It's
got
like
six. Is this Michael Jackson?
It's got like six bedrooms. You know, it's an amazing looking house. So it's I'm like, this is nice. So I go into the house and I'm looking around at everything. Like big ass TV. They've got DStv Explorer. I've never had an Explorer. I start recording shit. I'm like, yo, I'm gonna live lavish for the next 2 weeks. So these guys decide to party it up for like 3 days. And in these 3 days, I'm not there because I'm still doing gigs. And I get there on the fourth day, ready for action, and people are just chilling, like sitting outside the house, bags packed and everything. Guys, what's going on? Nah, man, we got kicked out. Someone got arrested last night. The police came.
You didn't even get to watch one of your recorded
weed.
Shows,
I was like,
man.
Guys, I fucking recorded all this shit. And now I don't have a place to sleep. And I have to wear a shirt now.
Eric, that story is very much like your comedy as well. It's like this long-ass story with no fucking punchline.
Thank you.
So some colored guys got arrested in a house. Oh, wow. Well, that never happened.
You made it awkward. You son of a.
So tell on the phone, I have Robbie Collins.
Yo, what up, Dave?
How did you listen to Eric's story?
I did hear it.
Thank you.
And just give us out of five, like as Uber driver.
Out of five, definitely three, because it was expected. Yes, how something was coming people.
No, they were actually white. Just so you guys.
Don't change the story now. Oh, okay, the 11 Explorer,
Dave's
you're right.
Only white friend.
No, they think who said Dave is my friend? Don't talk shit on the radio.
Robbie, we didn't have anyone to tell us about the Durban Comedy Festival, so I can't phone Mark Lochin because he'll be asleep in someone. And then I can't phone... Jason's not taking my calls because he's got a corporate probably. I phoned the organizer, Jim Atkins. He's climbing Table Mountain this morning. More interesting, more... He's got more better things to do... Then listen to my podcast, Climbing a Fucking Mountain.
Well, I'm doing washing right now.
Everyone just rejected his call, actually. That's what happened.
My mom's coming up from Durban, so I'm trying to make the house routine.
Oh,
okay, that is cool. You're like my mom, who cleans the house before the maid comes. Because she doesn't want the maid to think we live in a dirty house. I said to my mom, what are you doing? She said, no, I'm doing the ironing. I said, why are you doing the ironing? No, I don't know if she understands how ironing works. No.
Oh, yeah.
She does live in Scottsboro, though, so she lives there. So now tell me, you were at the Durban, what was it called? The Durban Savannah, Cape, the Durban Savannah.
Durban Summer Savannah Comedy Crunches Drive Fest. I don't know. They just
all I know is that I had to unfollow Jim Atkin because I was getting a picture every 3 minutes. I don't know how Instagram works. Surely it's not an animation sequence because they could have scrolled through and they could have moved.
Yeah, I feel like those guys had way too much data. But the festival was amazing because it was the second year I did the first year.
And also, you're a Durban, let's call you a Durban fleed. Guy, you were there, of Durban origin.
Yeah. I'm Durban through and through. But the first, because I did it last year, so this year everything was better. Like, there were flights, first of all, hotels for everyone.
Hotels for everyone? Are you sponsored by Vans?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, goddamn, son, that's blazing.
I went past the
so
shop.
So you have to sound stoned on the radio.
He's doing this phone call on a skateboard.
Is this Robbie?
So what's
cycling? Yeah, Robbie.
Robbie.
Hey, Robbie.
Toby's here. Toby Arsalan. I like to say your name.
Oh, right? Toby. Yo, what up, Toby? I thought you meant said Toby as in paper cut.
No.
Like, oh, fuck. Please don't tell me it's another one like those.
No.
Robbie, we had a bit of an incident here with something called a phenomenon called the Couch Ninja. And now you just said paper cut. And the other one, who's the other one? Dogbone. Toby, do you know Robbie?
I met Robbie, yeah. I met him at Goliath. We hung out at the... Where did we hang out? Soweto.
Yeah, we went to Soweto.
At the Soweto.
The rich Soweto where they like go clean their Ferraris and the and then
that wasn't
then they return them back to Avis
and the Nobel Peace Prize.
Okay, Rob, so you took Toby out and you didn't take me out. I'll
because we don't like him, David.
I'll wash your car.
And I never know if you're in town or not.
That's true, hey, because I'm always busy doing corporates.
Yeah, and
I don't know how I find time to do this show. That's right. I was in Cape Town with my kid. We were riding bicycles. Hello.
Don't act like you don't have time to do the show. They have more than enough time.
We're trying to work out a better way to do the show in terms of structure. So this is called Surprise Comedian Phone Call, which is supposed to happen at 9:45. We fucking totally shot our load on this show.
The same way.
Past nine.
Yes. Almost, this is a common theme.
And Robbie, with me, have you met Brandon?
Hello, Robbie. We don't know each other.
Brandon?
Brandon is a designer.
I'm not a comedian.
He's not a comedian. I just bring him on the show to add a little bit of proper decorum.
He's not a,
to fill this
he's
chair.
Not a comedian.
But he's funnier than Eric.
You're still laughing.
What cycle are you on the washing? This is an interesting question.
This guy.
No, I'm rinse. It's on a rinse now. I'm going to have to go hang it up in the next 20. So you.
Okay. So I need to wrap this shit up.
But explain why you laughed, though, because that was rude, man. Like, you hurt my feelings.
Comedians are not meant to have feelings, right, Toby?
Yeah, no, it doesn't help you.
Okay.
It doesn't help you be funny.
It doesn't help your career.
Fuck you, Dave.
From next year, the show's going to be called Fuck You, Dave. Now, Robbie, tell us, so what you're saying is, because of a major, there's a bit of Comedy Central on the logo there, there's a bit of, on the poster, there's a bit of Savannah, that's there's flights, there's hotels, so a little bit, those things are make you comfortable to do a show.
Yeah, it's small things that just take it, like for performance perspective, it just makes it a lot better and stuff.
Okay, cool. So like where were the venues?
The one venue was on Durban North Beachfront, called the Durban Jewish Center, which is cool. It takes like 500.
Yeah.
And those shows were all sold out. Both of them, they're called the headliner shows.
Okay.
And it was really cool. But you know, for the first time, because Durban's a very segregated city when it comes to entertainment. Like, it's black people go there, white people go there.
They want to go see the shows of the people. So, that, like, when Russell Peters comes there, he sells out. But there's no only Indian in the audience.
He does. I totally get you. But now, the crowds were so mixed.
Brilliant.
I've never, ever seen it like that. But, like, really, like, young people. And so it was... You know, when you're performing to a mixed crowd, it always makes comedy easier.
Yeah.
I hate performing for one race, whether it's black, colored, white.
It's not even also not even one race, but also performing for one, like one age group or one sex group. If you're doing like one person like my shows, have you ever done like a bachelor party, Robbie? Not as a dancer, I mean, as a comedian.
Like performing to a uniform way of thinking.
No, but if I did a bachelor party and the guys all wanted the most rudest sexist jokes, I said, but that's not what I do, so why hire me to do it? Rather get a stripper.
Phone flips.
But it never works. I know what you're saying. A mixed audience always works because the references are so widely got and like people get this.
Yeah. It makes it easier for everybody.
Who kicked ass? Who did well?
Besides. Oh, man, I fucking killed. I almost got a standing ovation.
There we go. There we go.
They were going to stand. They didn't look like they were going to stand.
Did you talk about your washing?
No, I didn't.
So who else was on? Is Carvin? Mark Lotching?
No, Carvin wasn't on.
Yeah, I know. Because Carvin and them don't dig each other.
It's so funny
to have like Durban's this tiny little community of comedians, and they've got a tiny audience. I was there the week before with Jim Atkins doing the shows, and two of them had to be cancelled because no one came to see us. Now you telling me you had 500 people in that fucking place, we couldn't get one, and it wasn't a bad lineup. Stuart Taylor, myself,
Dave, it's not quantity, it's quality.
You, Taylor, and yourself.
There was no one. No one came to see us. But then
I feel bad to say this, but I always sell out there. I'm the guy that was like Robbie Collins. He almost gets standing ovations. I don't want a standing ovation.
You must put that on your business card. On Toby's card, it says rapper part-time.
That's
so Robbie Collins almost got a standing ovation.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, I think you did get a standing ovation that one time, but it was three people got up to go to the toilet after your show.
There's not like an Angel Campy standing ovation.
Oh shit!
No, that's during the show. Listen, that's why we do this. But now your Durban has a comedy beef between the teams of organizers, and it's just I don't think Durban's big enough to have a beef with each other.
Oh man, it's stupid. I don't. The thing is, in my career, I don't have any beef with anyone. So
that's because you sponsored by Vans.
You have beef with me now because you laughed. You
have beef with me because you laughed and said Brandon's funny.
Yeah, we have beef now.
The reason, Robbie, the reason why I brought Brandon in, I want a man on the streets perspective, because often comedians, we get a little bit deep into our own shit like now, and you need that person who doesn't understand comedy, doesn't know what you're doing, saying, hey guys, talk about something else.
Yeah, no, you're not being funny.
But I feel like Brandon's just a cousin, an unemployed cousin of yours, and your mom was like,
pretty much.
They give Brandon something to do on Friday.
That's my next door neighbor. But he brings
Brandon
a perspective.
Gave you a lift.
Just an average man.
Fuck, I give him a lift. Then also at Hop Past 9 we have breakfast beer tasting, which is nice, and we have a Muslim in today who's going to try some beer for the first time.
Nah.
I can't remember, does Toby even drink? I can't remember.
He doesn't drink, and also it's Christmas, so like the whole show is just badly themed. Toby, tell her, what are you doing these holidays? It's a Friday, it's a Sunday.
Well, you know, going to church.
To blow it up. What are you going to do? Which church do you go? Are you going to go to church?
No, I'm not going to go to church. I'm flying back to Cape Town on
Dad's
Christmas
got church
Day.
Dad's funny.
Look at church street.
Muslim, German, Pakistani, Robbie, everything
I'm
in
actually,
one.
I'm visiting. Visiting I'm going to visit Sunday. My cousin. He's Muslim and his wife is a Jehovah's Witness. So
can we do the podcast from there live?
Yeah.
We just, all of us just want to knock on the door.
Yeah. And then they open and just.
I think Jehovah's Witness are even more like anti-Christmas, anti-birthday.
Yeah. Come on, yeah. Give them, you know what? Buy a Jehovah's Witness a little present from Typo, like a little coffee mug that says you're a cunt. And they just watch their eyes light up. They obviously block out the U or something with little asterisks.
Yeah, they have their ways around it. You just don't.
Come on, give someone a gift and watch them love Christmas.
You don't buy red wrapping paper and it's going to be fine.
Do you know that Michael Jackson was so famous, was a Jehovah's Witness, but even after he released Thriller, he used to dress up in disguise to do his Jehovah's Witness like work, like go around knocking at doors.
Yo.
You know how many people told Michael Jackson to fuck off? Yeah, and Prince. Oh.
So imagine at your door, there's Michael Jackson and Prince. And both of you fucking midgets just leave.
Can I tell you about the Lord?
No, Michael. Sing or leave. Those are your options.
Are your kids here?
Have you ever had those neighbors who came and borrowed stuff? And they're like, we had a neighbor who came and borrowed something when we moved in. And then after about 2 weeks, the jar got bigger. So like, he'd come there, have you got some jam? We're like, yeah, okay, give you some jam. He had a teaspoon. The next week, he had a little Tupperware dish. Then there was a bread bun. He said, do you have some bread? So he was just bringing...
He came over with a whole bread bun.
Can I borrow a
This is the only way to carry a bread, is with this bread bun.
Anyway, that's got nothing to do with Michael Jackson. Robbie, anything you want to tell us about the Durban Comedy Festival? It's a successful?
It was a success. It was really cool. Like,
because Jim was nervous, man. Jim and Jess, they were like... They were really on edge. They were like, "Is this thing? If this thing doesn't work, there's so much effort they put into it. Obviously, the sponsors will pick up a bit of the bill, but they will be out of the comedy world if it didn't work."
No, but I spoke to them. They were having more stress from the Durban comics who are beefing with them.
Ah, oh, man. You know, so what, like, comedy beefs last
what does
for.
What does comedy beef look like in Durban?
You don't eat beef. Oh, no, you do.
No, I do. That's Hindus.
Comedy beef in Durban has got like curry in it, I think.
Yeah, no, but for real, like, do you guys diss each other? Do you?
No, they started two separate companies, and then a big investor came into one company where all the guys were together at one point.
Oh.
And the big investor came. I won't say who it was.
So now there's
when the big investor arrived in his long car.
Let's hear what Robbie has to say. Robbie.
No, but look, Toby, the beef in Durban, it's actually really cute, and it's actually it's well-managed, because they literally just have a big WhatsApp group and saw each other.
It's a very upper gentlemanly.
That's I say, organized. Fuck you.
It's literally like people just swear each other on WhatsApp.
No, but they compliment each other. Say, like, no disrespect to Eric Janssen, I think you're a great comic, but you're a puss.
Such a vagina. Oh, I
know. No, you're right,
sure.
So it is. It's like this gentlemanly, nice, they're slapping each other with gloves. In the field.
Well.
Toby, what is it?
You guys should start some roast battles or something.
But kind of the WhatsApp group is interesting to read.
It's a roast battle, but everybody's the judge, as opposed to just three people.
So do you think it's going to last long? I don't think Durban has enough people that watch comedy for a beef to exist. I think they need to get their shit together and come together. But I also think times move on, man. Once a company becomes established, it always happens. You can't beef with a comedian that's successful, and you can't beef with a company that's successful.
Exactly. So
they put in the work. Go get the gigs.
It's you know, it's what's happened now is like the people are beefing. It's two people, but then they're trying to create their own armies. So it's just so like these young comics are just getting caught up in
yes,
all this
and that's
beef.
The sad
and
part.
That's sad. So like if you've been doing comedy for 6 months and now somebody tells me in one city I can't do half the gigs.
Yes.
It fucks up your own career.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
Because it's like when you walk into when your friends are arguing, like a husband and wife, and you sit there. Mm-hmm. It's awkward.
Yes, exactly.
It's awkward.
Exactly.
Can I get some juice out of the fridge while you guys are busy?
And then they ask your opinion, and you're like, oh boy.
Yeah. And so
I think
car.
You should just
you're
fucking boo each other. Just fight to the death.
But no, I agree with you. So they need to work on their stuff. And you know that the audiences don't give a shit?
Audience could not give a shit. They just want to see you make them laugh and that's almost get a standing ovation.
I'm almost going to open a beer now. It's breakfast beer tasting at 9:30. Robbie, thanks for talking to us. I'm sorry that we surprised you, but you were supposed to be...
Surprised.
Yeah, I was supposed to be surprised. Plus, I think you're Washington.
Oh, I think so. I've got Trevor's number if you like.
You know what? Everyone's got his number.
I don't think you have enough airtime to call him.
You know what we've got? I don't have airtime. I'm on a contract. But anyway, as you know, I've given you lift time many times in my Porsche. What I need from you is later on, maybe not this year, next year on the 6th, are we doing this again? Can you please review Trevor Noah's book for us?
Oh, I just read
sure.
it.
Toby
read it.
It's amazing. I'm halfway it, through.
Oh, well, yeah. You're halfway through. You know what you're doing. You're doing what every comic's doing, trying to see if you're in the book. Like in one chapter, goes, and then I met a guy called Robbie Collins, great friend and good companion. And he helped me through a lot of my stuff.
That book is dope so far.
There's not one picture.
Not one. Yeah. He doesn't mention a single comedian. It's like,
damn it.
Yeah, no.
Now, in my book, I'm just going to have a list of comedians, and at the end it says, I hate these guys.
Wasting paper.
Robbie, just thank you for being on our show as a surprise to me, and thanks for telling us about the Durban Festival. I think it's, let's take the good side of that, which the festival worked, and that these guys mustn't beef. There's not enough audience.
Yeah, it's so unnecessary.
The next
but
time you
so
are
much
here.
For the call.
Exactly. But next time you're here, today we're having a Devil's Peak Christmas Cake Stout. It's actually called Christmas Cake Stout. So you should have been here.
Oh, shit. Okay, cool.
This is the sound
thank
of it.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Robbie Collins.
Thanks, guys. Have a good Christmas.
We love you. You too.
Hi, Robbie.
Toby,
you bye.
Toby, you have a good Sunday. Bye.
Oh, thank you.
Happy Hanukkah.
Guys, can I just say that the WhatsApp line is on fire?
It's not.
The last WhatsApp, I think, says, hey, Gareth Cliff's show is so good. But you know what you should also probably do is tell people the number.
I know.
You told
the
them.
Thing is,
but it's like, hey, we got a WhatsApp line, everybody.
Before we
that's
started
why
the show,
we have you on
before
the show.
We started the show, he says to me, we need to have more structure. Yeah. We're going to do this thing more structured today, and it's going to work. So I'm like, okay, cool.
And
so
now
we get
pouring
in,
beer.
And then he mentions the WhatsApp line. So I'm like, yeah, and, okay, well, there we go. Dave does his thing. So don't feel offended that you're not saying much.
You told this cut story about your house sitting endeavors.
Don't be upset. You see, don't be upset that you are not speaking much. It's just that Dave loves the sound.
You take over and tell people
if you are listening.
Okay, so if you are listening, the WhatsApp number
is one person listening. Please WhatsApp us.
Can you see how many people are listening right now?
No, you can't.
Damn it.
Oh, that's kind of good, right?
You know what?
If you stand on a chair in the kitchen, you can see how many people are listening.
Zero.
They can see on all the other shows how many people are listening, but no one's listening here, so that's zero.
We just think something's wrong. We think that they haven't plugged us into the machine that counts the people.
We just broadcasting.
We're just hearing yourselves and your headphones and that.
So there are Vanessa's listening. One, you're
like,
listening.
You know when you're a kid and you want to play games like while someone older than you is playing games and then they don't plug the controller in and you're like, oh, fuck, this is amazing. That's basically what's happening to us.
Eric, please read
the WhatsApp number. Shut up. The WhatsApp number is 079-748-2090.
Jeez, that sounds like a long number.
Go again. South African code?
Yeah, that's +27 79.
You guys are international, right?
748-2090.
Sorry, say it again. I'm going to write it down this time. Go.
079.
+27 at the front.
Yeah, +27 if you. Listeners. Yeah, we do. We have a guy that listens from Dublin. If he's listening this morning, Sharp Massacre.
Yeah, bro, call in, man.
Massacre.
Yeah, +27 79 7482 7.
Can you read it like that? Yeah,
7482 0 9 0. 6 3 4.
No, sure. 079-748-2090. That's now listen to this. This is what you should be hearing when you phone anyone in the world.
What is this?
This is the best message I've ever heard.
I love your answers.
Der Teilnehmer ist im Moment nicht erreichbar, wird aber per SMS über Ihren Anruf informiert. Vielen Dank für Ihren Anruf und auf Wiederhören.
What does she, Toby, please tell me what this bitch is.
She's not even telling the truth. She says I'd get an SMS saying that you called, but I didn't get an SMS at all.
Oh, is that what I heard the word? Yeah. I can speak German now.
Yeah.
I thought she said SS. If you don't answer now, the SS arrive at your phone.
Hello, I'm Michael Jackson. I'm here for the things.
This is yours, please. Thank you very much. So what is that number again?
079-748-2090 because you made me say it over and over again.
Check.
Are you happy now? Are you happy now?
Eric, you've got a skill.
Have you guys noticed, like, because of smartphones now, you don't get those cool, easy number like 084 KFC, KFC, kind of those numbers?
They disappeared. Anymore. Oh, it's a joint delivery. Like, and you're like, numbers.
Can I just point out to people that are listening, because obviously, Toby, you sound exactly the same as us, so people don't know when you're speaking. Oh. I just need people to know that it's you that's talking and not us.
Really? Do we all? Yeah, I mean, it's four dudes and the only girl you have in the room doesn't have a microphone.
She hates talking in the microphone.
And she's also the only black person in the room, so I don't know what.
I don't want to. You know that you kind of
what I walked into
Eric's,
here.
Eric's offended now.
I mean, now everyone's offending now. Eric.
Do you choose not to have a microphone?
Why are you guys getting offended on my behalf? I'm not.
The
I'm
honored. Felicia doesn't even work here. She just loves the show, and she was one of our only listeners. And she said, "Can I come and work on the show?" And they said, "What skills do you have?" And she said, "I just look damn fine behind this desk." So that's why she comes in here.
Dave!
Eric, are you offended that Palessa's the only black person in the room?
Never. Never. We add color to this place, Bob.
Right. So now, at half past nine, it is in fact Breakfast Beer Club. We're supposed to play a tune, but my what's that thing called on the computer?
He's not getting beer today because we have
put some Christmas cake in there. This is a Devil's Peak Christmas cake. Brandon, because you're an alcoholic, can you please give us some tasting notes and I'll tell you what the actual thing says. League of Beers, give us some beers every now and then.
So don't tell me.
Wait,
don't
first we'll say thank you to League of Beers.
No, not at all. Okay. No, I was just checking because you get those guys that just do the thing and then they're like, I don't drink. And then you see them with the Heineken. You're like, but it's not beer, man. Dave, change this thing.
Okay, but now we're going to. Smells like a dustbin. Tell us what it is. Please don't say things like that. It's called Christmas cake. It's from Devil's Peak. Are you getting dustbin?
You know if you drive behind one of those guys.
Yes.
And you're driving past them, you know that whoop that hits you. Like,
okay.
You're like,
okay, that's good. That's not in the tasting notes, but we'll take it. This is going well.
So you guys get.
Thanks, League of Beers, for the beer.
So, but also, why are you shaking, Brandon? Wait, let the Muslim smell it.
Wow.
It smells like a really.
I'll tell you what it is.
That sap that comes out of the Christmas tree when you cut it off.
Okay. That's good. For
Earthy.
You know, like the like the OG.
Is Hitler Stout better than that?
Much.
You know the OG of a homeless person.
I've got a glass here myself. So.
Take a sip, Dave.
Like it smells like the OG of a homeless person. Like
what is OG?
Like the original. OG. Original. Homeless.
God, you can actually play my song.
I don't think OG stands for original, guys. Doesn't it stand for old generation?
Yeah, there we go. Old generation homeless person. Got it.
Is that what OG means?
Apparently.
Okay. No. Retro.
Original gangster is what they like, made it, but.
Original prankster.
Hang on. So Christmas cake, you got a little bit when you drive behind a dustbin truck. You got the back that when you finished Christmas and you're cleaning up the tree.
Yeah.
How would you know what the end of Christmas is like?
I have a German family. They do celebrate Christmas, so.
A German family.
Yeah, my mom's German.
And you're Pakistani?
We have WhatsApp.
My dad's from Pakistan.
Two WhatsApps.
Two men. Uh-oh. What does it say?
Two people listening. Oh man, they don't say their name. Okay, you have to say your name. You have to say who you are, because we don't know who you are. We don't have you loaded into our system. But you
what
have
did
to
they say?
Guest comedy, I'm listener number 8. Then the other one says, hello, Dave and Eric, I'm listener number 7.
We have 8 listeners.
Oh, my God.
Hey, guys.
They even number themselves.
Guys, I propose by the end of this podcast, we have to have double-digit listeners.
No, we have. Most of our listeners have 10 fingers. They just only show the two. So, Toby. Toby, tell us where you're from. German mom?
German mom, Pakistani dad.
How did they meet?
They met in Germany.
At the Berlin Wall.
No, probably just at an Indian restaurant.
It's too loud.
I don't know.
This one.
There we go. Okay, there sorry. We go. Yeah.
So now listen. I'm going to tell you the tasting notes. I'm going to smell it as well. This is the Devil's Peak.
Like you've washed your socks.
You see the taste now.
Oh, guys, no, it man. Smells, this is fantastic.
It smells like
blossom
cherries.
It smells like the OG of a homeless person and then tastes like him too. Like, you know when you accidentally
here's what it
eat
actually
a homeless
says.
Guy.
Devil's Peak Christmas Cake Spiced Milk Stout. Oh, by the way, Breakfast Beer Club isn't just for craft beers, for any kind of beer. Just have to bring it.
Listen to 7 and 8 if you have your beer, drink now.
Yes.
You guys would be way better if you had like breakfast coffee milkshake tasting or something like that.
Really, do you think so?
I think so.
Do you
think
really think so?
I've been eyeing Brandon's Seattle coffee thing.
There's not much left, but it's got no.
No,
it's just, you know what? That is the spirit of Christmas, Toby, which you don't even know what that is. That he was willing to share his Christmas.
Well,
Seattle
yes.
Crunch
at
with
this
you.
Point, yeah, this is mostly backwash.
But that is the spirit of Christmas. You know what I find is weird? Like, when you go shopping on Christmas Eve, shops close at 5. Like, idiot people close at 5. Do you know what shops are open? The Pakistani shops?
The
Jewish
all the
shop,
Muslim
shops. They're like,
people,
we'll
yeah.
sell you some shit.
That you don't so need.
Stupid.
They get
anyway,
paid double.
So I'm getting, shit. I'm getting. No, you guys, your palates and your noses are wrong. This is beautiful smelling cake.
You smell homeless, like homelessness and garbage. Truck,
it's
right?
A vintage homeless person. Okay.
Yeah,
no,
man.
Here's what they really say, Eric.
100 years ago, when they still had
yeah, like Oliver Twist.
Yeah, like excuse me.
He's
sir.
Got like a stick with a bundle on the end of it.
Yeah, no, man. No,
he's like a vagabond.
Hole in the sock and everything. Like that guy, man.
Right, here's what it says: the people that actually have taste.
Okay.
The Devil's Peak Christmas Cake Spiced Milk Stout. Ever had a cake in liquid form?
Never.
You're about to.
No.
Taste
like cookie dough.
Appearance black, but you can't say
they got that right. They didn't lie about that. It's black.
That's because the chemist said
the first like thing they've said that makes sense.
Yeah. Can we say that beer is black? Because we get into trouble now for calling things
carry
what
on
they
with
are.
What the things are. Right.
Aroma: a complex array of cherry. I got cherry.
No, no.
I got orange. Okay, maybe that's what the dustbin truck thing is.
Okay,
like cherry, orange, cinnamon, and chocolate. Go sip it again, please, Eric.
Do I have to? Yo. Okay, I'm going to do this again.
Maybe right, like maybe. The next one's a Riot IPA, which maybe is what you're more used to.
Listen, we can only go up from here.
Okay. And it's some vanilla and some brandy. And it should be luscious and festive. They've really
more like torture.
Here's what it says. Here's what it says. The guys have really pushed the boat out on this one.
Yeah.
Massively.
One of those barges.
Do you guys do craft beer tasting every time you do the show in the morning?
That's what this
well
guy
done,
does,
Toby.
Yeah. That's what
that's what Breakfast Beer
every,
Club is.
Every
we don't really
morning.
Have a need for it. I just had a beer here one morning.
Are there even sponsors or do
no,
you just,
you just
buy
buys.
A bunch of
I
beers
had a beer here
morning,
one morning because I'm an alcoholic and then they said to me, why are you drinking a beer? And I had to come up with an excuse really quickly that we are having a Breakfast Beer Club.
Nice.
Alright, so this is now they really pushed the butt on this one. It's massively complex and feels like you're drinking a Christmas cake. So this is the thing you leave for Santa in the morning.
Massively complex.
By the way, Toby, what we do is
if you leave this out for Santa, you'll yeah. come to your house never again.
That sentence makes no sense.
Exactly.
How can you come to someone's house never again?
Exactly. You'll drop the presents off.
Hey, listen,
drink
the
this
WhatsApp
and go.
Line.
This motherfucker's on the naughty list forever.
I'm gonna finish it. Speaking of Santa Claus, the WhatsApp number 0797482090. Just tell us who you are so we can address you by your name and not your phone number.
Also, what are you writing? I'm listener number 5. I'm listener number 6.
Yeah, write something interesting.
Tell us
yeah.
something.
Yeah, give us something.
Tell us about
have you ever had a Christmas cake in your mouth?
Have you ever had a liquid form Christmas cake?
Are you really not trying to
lick the homeless person?
What if you drink more? Because stout's not for everybody, eh?
No, but stout's normally tasty.
there's a bit of orange. Orange at the end is not good.
This
do you know what the weird thing is? I hate Christmas cake. Completely cannot eat Christmas pies, mince pies.
Hey, it's Farah's birthday, guys.
Who gives a fuck?
Okay, right. Let's carry
happy
on.
Happy birthday, Farah.
Hey, we're talking about Jesus' birthday right now, okay?
Yeah.
Oh,
how
sorry,
can Farah compete?
Oh, yeah.
Is Farah Muslim?
Yeah, he is.
No, then.
Sorry.
Who's
that? You want Ferran here as backup?
He was one of the co-hosts on the show when Dusty Rich still had the show. When the show still had listeners.
So this is like a comedy institution.
They should have a diet tasting.
It's been passed down and I refuse to leave.
I don't know if institution is the right word.
Listen, this is the next part of the show. It's called Contractually Speaking.
I'm like the Robert Mugabe of the show. Like, I refuse to step down.
He won't leave. Yeah. He's not even meant to be here.
It's been
even
Felicia
sometimes puts
years.
His mic off. He thinks he's talking.
Like, there's something wrong.
No, Toby, you said you lived in South Africa for a while?
Yeah, I went to school in Cape Town for 6 years.
What school?
Matric, the German school.
6 years for matric, that's long. That's short for Cape Town schools.
Yeah, well, I was, yeah.
Smarter than the rest of them. We see you.
No, it was the German school on the, it's like a fancy private school there.
Oh, wow.
A German school. Do you have that lady saying, if you don't come to detention, we will give you an SMS?
They were actually, it was mostly English.
But detention at the German school is quite hectic.
No. Stop.
Well, the funny thing is, you know, that they have signs for the school, like the road signs that lead you to a school. It's just a teacher, like a pictogram of a teacher pointing at a blackboard with a bunch of students. Yeah. But when it says German school next to it, just looks like he's making the Hitler salute.
Can we still say blackboard? I don't know. Is it not chalkboard?
Well, they have touchscreens at our school now.
Holy shit. That's bad.
I went back there. It was
let me tell you, in Cape Town, they've probably stolen them by now.
Yeah.
So you went to school here. So that's why you have kind of your references in comedy are very sharp in terms of your South African references.
Yeah, although I haven't written any specifically South African jokes.
But what is nice is the audience doesn't know that you kind of shouldn't tell them that you're from South Africa.
Yeah.
And it's nice when they do mention things, then you've got like 5 minutes about Lekker and Kif and Joel and...
Yeah, but I was wondering, like, do I just pretend I've never been here? And
no, you can do it and then hide it away from them and say, actually, I lived here for 100 years and I know what you're talking about, your master boost.
No.
And when you came back here, so you've done, what clubs have you done? You've done the full kind of like the little circuit we've got.
Yeah, I did a bunch of open spots when I was in Joburg 2 weeks ago. I did the Goliath, I did Parker's open spot, I did Kitchener's, Poppy's, Pop Art.
He's done everything I go to.
Yeah, it was
that's
dope,
why you
man.
Keep saying
great
everywhere
crowds.
You go, Eric's there.
Yeah.
That's why we can't have a beef. There's not enough of us.
I can't get to Cape Town. Otherwise, I'd be
you
there too.
Or you'd be like, if I was the, what would you be? Am I Biggie or you Tupac? Because we both live in the East.
I mean, Eric looks a little bit more like Tupac, and
you
more the size of.
Have you ever had a Christmas cake beer shoved in your face?
I love it when you call me.
But do you have comedy friends? You hang around comedians.
Another WhatsApp.
Yeah, right. I do want comedy. Oh,
that's
a call.
Another two WhatsApps.
That's three.
Are they calling in?
I don't know what you owe us, but you owe us.
This is probably the same person. Okay, this is Michelle. Okay, hi Michelle.
Oh, Michelle.
Welcome back. Michelle is in Cape Town. She works at the aquarium.
Oh.
She feeds the penguins.
Wow, you know every one of your listeners,
yes.
Huh?
That's how
she's
nice
got
the
a
show
star,
is,
she's got a pet starfish. She's got a pet starfish called Melvin. And he lives in her house.
Okay.
I think she stole him.
What
from
did
the
she say game. Though? Like
she said your BBC review is not making me want to buy the Christmas
yeah,
beer.
Yeah, don't.
Well, that's because you should.
You're not making it over Easter, baby. Yeah.
Oh, the Easter
Toby.
One tastes of nails.
Back to Toby.
Toby, comedian friends and your circuit that you got because you're a travel comic.
Yeah. Well, no, not really. I've just started traveling this year.
Oh, really?
To do comedy.
So it's not,
yeah.
And festivals? Are you keen?
Yeah, I want to sign up for some stuff this year.
One man
but,
shows?
Yeah, I'm trying to put all that together. You know, they got the Edinburgh Fringe. They got the Just for Laughs submissions are coming up now.
Okay.
But
how old are you?
28.
Jeepers, you're so young.
You're older than young. This guy, no?
Yeah, 7 years older than me.
Yeah.
What?
Eric, everyone's 7 years older than you.
Except you.
You're young.
You're like 97 years old.
Now, see,
me.
Now we're going to have beef.
Yeah, you and Robbie Collins.
Oh, we're going to go to the news at 10 to 10. In the news, Eric Janssen was shot mysteriously at his own podcast. He was found with a Christmas cake beer shoved up his ass.
Mysteriously. I feel like that's wrong. Like like guys specifically, whenever they find the dead body. Why is stuff always shoved up their ass?
It's not only in certain areas. It's not always. But now, listen, can we open the other one? Or must we just
yeah,
stay
think,
for
I
next
think,
time?
No, I think we go to the next one.
Okay, the next...
I don't think they do that after they shoot the guy. I think they do that before.
No,
yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, that's what I'm... I need to find this out. I think I need to study... Policeology.
Policeology.
Yeah, I think you just need to study in general.
Study English first.
Then, yeah,
English
that's
is important.
A, that's a good start.
And then you can start on policeology.
Yeah, policeology.
Toby, what would you call your one-man show?
I was thinking calling it Nazi Jihadi.
Oh,
that's going to sell out immediately.
You think it's good? It's a good name?
That's a good name.
You know what? Do it. I can't stop you.
You think it's a bad name?
I wouldn't stop anyone with the name of that show. I wouldn't try and even mention it.
Yeah, no, that sounds amazing.
Wait, why? Is that politically incorrect? Or?
Do it. It's funny.
It's funny. German Muslim.
I'm trying to be nice to him because he's got one comedy friend now.
This guy. I like him, actually. So relax.
So the Nazi jihadi is when you.
German Muslim Nazi jihadi. There you go.
Well, let's see how that works out.
Are you not dividing your audience? What was your last one-man show called?
I have never done one. My one-man show is called The One Man Show because one man came to watch me do my show.
Yeah, no, I think you need something catchy, you know.
Exactly. You see, the thing is,
but
if
you divide your audience, they must come in from that side and they must sit there, and those ones must sit there.
If you listen to Dave, yeah, your comedy career.
Can I direct it? Directed by a Jewish guy.
Yeah, sure. Why not? I do an open mic in Berlin. I host it with a Jewish guy. We play off that.
Listen, the German comedy scene is huge. Not only
I don't know any of the guys who are doing it in German on a regular basis though, because we're doing it in English in Berlin.
Okay.
Kind of growing the scene, just like people like me.
Open that. Okay, we're doing another breakfast beer tasting. This one's called Riot.
What are we doing with this?
It's from
Christmas Kack.
Riot beer.
Christmas Kack.
No, this is basically on the bottle. It actually says if you don't like Jimi Hendrix, don't drink this beer. This is called.
I already opened it.
Valve. All right, hit it. Okay. Don't you like Jimi Hendrix?
No, I love Jimi Hendrix.
Don't mix it into
song.
That.
Yo, you know who let the dogs out? That song is amazing.
We're trying to get rid of the Christmas cake. Do you like Jimi Hendrix?
Yeah, fuck. Who let the dogs out? Best hit ever, man. Love Jimi
Hendrix. Do you think they're going to cut out the first time you made the joke and nobody heard it?
I hope so. No, they're not going to do it. It's live.
Another WhatsApp's come through?
Nah, I'm totally talking shit. That's funny.
Wait, what did the WhatsApp say from the...
From Michelle.
It doesn't want to taste the beer because we're not making it taste. But that's what we're tasting. We're saying what it tastes like.
Do the beer people pay? No one
pays nothing on this thing.
Where did you get that chart from?
I subscribe to these beers and they send it to me once a month.
So that's good. So you can keep talking shit about them because you're not getting money from them.
Until we never will, by the sounds of things, give us money,
then we'll stop.
No, League of Beers is a thing you can you can subscribe to beers. Same as wine or cigars or whatever.
So in essence, what we're doing is...
This one's nice.
Okay, that one's
nice.
Give us the first notes.
Indian Pale Ale.
No, first of all, aroma.
Okay.
Appearance. What
color is definitely that? Guava and lychee with a grapefruit bitter finish.
No, when you're reading off the label. When did you lick a guava?
Yo, it's been a while. Right, so what happens is I think we're just brand bashing until they pay us to stop brand bashing. That's what we're going to do.
That's a good strategy.
Yeah, but it's not going to work.
No.
Just so you know.
Not going to work.
Yeah.
We're not essentially looking for sponsors for the show because we're supposed to talk about comedy gigs and the comedy scene. Mm. Where are you going to be performing the rest of the week?
I'm doing two more nights at Parker's.
Nice.
Have you enjoyed it?
Yeah, I'm there. Yeah, it's going to be fun.
I mean, it's
been fun for sure. I was surprised.
Is he hosting?
Crowds are... No, you're headlining.
Oh.
There's no real difference though. I still just walk on stage.
No, I'm just checking because, hey, you know.
No, but it's great, man. I mean, especially, I don't know, I've noticed now the crowds are different here and in Cape Town.
Oh, they're
very different.
Joburg is a lot of fun. Like,
Joburg's laughy, they're in for it.
Yeah.
Well, I find in Joburg, they've paid their money at the door and they want to see some comedy.
Yeah, especially now, like, who goes to a comedy show like 2 days before Christmas? It's like,
wait till
someone who really wants to go see comedy.
Christmas Eve, exactly. And I think those people deserve, like, the best show you can give them. They've come out, they've spoken about it the whole week. You know what, guys, I've got this great idea. Christmas Eve, because we're all heathen. Heathen scum. And what are they like, atheists? Not even atheists. You cool with that, the way you ask people in the crowd, where are these? Where are the Jews?
Yeah.
You kind of make them stand up and be yourself. Like, tell us who you are.
Yeah, also, I feel like you either have to ask people, you have to ask them something, especially if you're hosting. So I got tired of like, oh, you're from Italy, pizza, and oh, you're from this place, fuck you, and your mom. And
So you give it your mom.
It's too generic.
That place.
Yeah, so at least with the religion, it's something new, and you can kind of, people feel like it's a bit edgier than national stereotypes, but I don't know. It's really just...
All right, so we still taste... Sorry that we're doing a Muslim beer tasting.
No, it's great. German Muslims, like, cancels each other out.
I know, but the Germans make great beer. Belgians make better beer.
Not really. Austrian. I don't even like the smell of it, to be honest. I'm like, why would I drink something?
Well, we smelled like this. That smells like Christmas cake on a dump truck. Yeah. Okay, now the next one you say is better. You're getting an aroma of tropical fruits and citrus and guava.
It's fruity.
Okay, how does it feel in your mouth? You've got to, is it heavy or is it light? Is it fizzy?
Very fizzy. Very, very
it's
fizzy.
It's a fizzy one.
It's like drinking a soda water.
With beer.
From the bottle.
That accent is called the misguided racism. I don't know what you'd call it.
I fucked up. I'm sorry.
The reason why I did the breakfast beer tasting is maybe to get a sponsor.
Now? Sorry.
But also because we were paid in beer when we first started comedy. We would do these gigs. And the
oh, yeah,
said,
for sure. You get two free drinks.
Two free drinks and a meal if you're lucky. Yeah. And that's how I started with comedy. So when I see these guys moaning about getting 1,000 rand, doing 20 minutes, I'm like, guys, you're so lucky that you're even getting paid.
No, it's great. We have to. If you want to make money with English comedy in Berlin, you basically have to organize your own shows. So all the comedians are producers.
And you know that
bar shows,
but not all comedians are producers. That's the fuck up. Like to move from comedy to producer, you all of a sudden like Martin Evans tries his best to do producing, but the posters don't arrive. There's no chairs. The spot doesn't work.
Now everyone is just standing at your gig. This is amazing. Okay, everybody got a standing ovation at this place.
That's how you do it. Yes. Robbie Collins, if you want a standing ovation, take away the chairs.
They have chairs.
I'm going to finish this. You know what? I'm going to go with it. I'm going to finish this fucking Christmas cake.
We'll drink the nice one here.
Yeah, no, I'll attempt.
Yeah.
So this thing goes live, but then it's online forever.
Yeah, you've got a lot of technical questions, Toby. Ask the producer, Palesa.
We'll tag you in it, because we're friends on Facebook. So.
Oh, yeah,
I'll tag you in the thing, and then you can share it to the universe.
Yeah. So get us another listener.
Don't you feel weird not speaking much on a show that you were invited to?
No, I'm actually relieved, because I don't...
You don't do that?
No,
I mean,
you can come back again next Friday. Okay, whoa, that's loud. Okay, what we've got here is a mystery caller.
Mystery caller.
Okay, Eric, can you guess who it is?
Dave Levinson, how are you?
I'm very good, Alan. Sorry that I've phoned you so late, but it's called Mystery Comedy Roulette on the podcast.
What?
Welcome to the Gas Comedy Podcast. How are you?
New.
Well, how's it, Dave? Didn't I?
Yes, you did last night in the smoking room at Parker's. I said, can I phone you for the podcast? And you said, yeah, mind me.
Of course you can. I'm getting another beer. Yes, I remember saying that exactly.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Alan Adams.
I'm awake, thank God.
We have 8 listeners that actually WhatsApped us. Hello, yes. We have a WhatsApp number, 0797482090. Say hello to Eric Janssen.
Hello, Eric Janssen.
What's up, Alan?
I am, oddly enough. I've got writing to do for a change.
So who are you writing? Let's do that. Let's do part of the technical part of the show. Who are you writing for? Is it a secret?
Oh, no, it's nothing you'd need to know about. It's search engine optimization stuff.
Toby's here from Germany.
Work, really.
Yeah. Hmm? I met Alan yesterday, right? We met yesterday at Parker's.
Yes, we did. I didn't know how good you were when we were chatting beforehand in the smoking room.
You ignored me. Okay, yeah, no, cool.
You know what the myth is? He's Muslim German, and he's not into the Christmas vibe, and yet he's sitting on the chair with his legs crossed, and he looks like a little elf.
Or perhaps a Buddha, if we're going for the multicultural vibe.
Very skinny Buddha.
I do have some Buddhist jokes I haven't done
yet. Buddha was skinny, for God's sake.
Was Buddha not fat?
You know, he did the whole, he fasted under a tree for like 40 days or something.
Well, that'll thin you out.
Yeah, there's skinny Buddha and fat Buddha, like depending on
so
what
like
kind
like
of
Tupac and
vibes
Tupac
into.
And B were the same person.
Or
oh God.
I suspect what happens that
one of
the fatter, jollier gods from the Chinese pantheon has crept into some sort of cultural misunderstanding.
Yes, and you can buy a little sculpture.
And a bunch of invading Western imperialists took home a statue.
Yeah.
Yes, that's the Buddha.
That's what he looks like.
God,
yeah, okay. But Alan, that's why we have him
on
the show.
More than likely. And then, kitsch art and brasswork. My mother collected it.
Yes.
It's spread around the world.
But
it's
that's
nice
why we have you on the show, because you are
skinny.
Factual. And you are like a Google optimization machine yourself.
Words.
This guy knows big words, eh?
This is part the most intelligent the show has ever been.
You lost
one phone call to Alan Adams and we've upped the intelligence.
The intelligence is
intelligent.
Listen, we're getting double Scrabble word scores here. Alan, the reason why I phoned you is you've got a hashtag that you want to start on the 1st of January.
Did I? What were we going to talk
How
about?
How drunk were we last night? You know when you invite...
Well, I wasn't performing and I was in an Uber. I was as drunk as I wanted
that
to be.
That is like a recipe for disaster.
Oh, can I mention the hashtag I wanted to get started?
Yeah, Nazi Jihad.
It's for up-and-coming comedians. And, you know, we're all trying to be funny on Twitter.
Yeah.
But a lot of time people don't give you the respect. Like if you have a hilarious joke and you post it, and sometimes it'll get zero likes.
That's all of
zero retweets. Yeah. So I wanted to start a hashtag called hashtag 00. And you just repost all your old shit that has never gotten any likes.
I'm going to do that now even.
Yeah, yeah. You just retweet every single...
Alan, you know what the thing is? As a comedian, often you go to watch a show. That's fucking respectable. I dig that. I always see you at the places and you're going to watch and you're getting into the comedy-ness of it. Plus you're in an Uber, which means that you don't remember us chatting about the fact that people don't go out in January.
They don't. Yes, of course.
What is wrong with that?
Because, well, they're broke. Oh. And they just got back from the Christmas holidays.
Okay, well, this phone call's short enough. So what is it? How would you maintain a campaign that says, go out in January, must we lower the prices, must we do something?
Well, no, first of all, I want people to consider the fact that we're all stuffed, okay? We're all owned by the global corporations and big something or other. So the only way you can ever win as a small, powerless individual is to make sure you die in so much debt that none of your creditors can actually recover their losses from what's left of your estate.
Again? Okay. Wait, this part of the show is called Economics 101.
You have to die in so much debt that trying to get the money back on all your creditors, they can't do it. They have to lose when you die.
Die in debt. Okay, so there's rule number one.
You have to plan your hospital death. Plans work, surely.
Yes.
You know, a hospital plan is a bet with an insurance company that you're going to get sick and they're betting you aren't. If you die, you win. That's life insurance.
My hospital plan is basically to get out of the hospital as soon as I get in.
Bloody good idea, guys.
Bonitas. It sounds
like
a milk.
The point I'm making is
that
if you're being nice and cautious and fiscally responsible, like the Minister of Finance wants you to be over Christmas. And I've seen quite a few more people in Joburg this year than they normally are, so maybe lots of people are staycationing.
Yes.
Then you should still have some money left in your credit card come January. For God's sake, think of the entertainers who've got children and bonds.
That's right.
That are out there in comedy clubs.
So you are just appealing to people to go out in January.
So I'm saying, max the credit card. You can save the credit card for the rest of December. Max the credit card in January.
Exactly. And you're doing it for the good advice. Of the fiscal. Because I often get fiscal a lot.
So what's the hashtag?
I haven't been fiscus in ages, to be quite honest.
That's what the government are doing to us
at the moment.
They're fiscally challenged. I get fiscus every time by SARS.
Dave, have we got time to talk about something serious as well?
Okay, no, but not yet. Serious. We've just done something called breakfast beer tasting.
The hashtag, don't get me into beer tasting. I've got to work today, remember.
Okay. But listen, we tasted a breakfast beer called Christmas Cake, and the first tasting note from Brandon, it tastes like you're driving behind a dump truck. This is now how we get sponsors. Anyway, so that's what he was drinking, something from Devil's Peak called Christmas Cake, and he said it tastes like I'm driving behind. You know when you drive behind the dump truck and it's just got all the flavors?
But you don't live taste beer on radio for sponsors. You pre-taste, for fuck's sake.
Oh, God. Alan, so where were you when we came up with this idea?
Production. There's got to be some production on this thing.
That is a young production meeting. Brought to you by Alan Adams.
So we must taste before.
You've got to follow those rules.
Fuck. So we're supposed to do this before the show.
And then lie.
You can't do actual comedy by the seat of your pants. Hello, we're all dancing on the edge. Shit, yeah. And expect corporate sponsors. No, hang on.
Damn it.
It's a deal.
All right, well, we've got 5 minutes left.
And then hold your fucking soul.
Okay, in 5 minutes, we've got to wrap this up. So we're going to say goodbye.
Okay, quickly. So the hashtag is hashtag go out in January, or if it's not too long, hashtag go see Ellen at Parker's in January.
Yeah, that's what you're getting at.
Exactly.
That's a really long hashtag, Ellen.
You're like your own corporate sponsor. All right, so what's the serious side, Ellen? Are you raising money for something?
If you're in Parker's smoking room, you're still in a comedy club.
Yes.
If there's comedy going on stage, maybe some of your fellow smokers want to listen to the comedy and not the details of your sodden day.
Yes.
It's not the break and chat room. It's the smoking room.
Were you perhaps talking
to
Brandon's wife in the...
A lot of people last night. It wasn't just Brandon's wife.
I do agree with you. That smoking room becomes its own little like an independent state.
You're there in a comedy club.
It's not Liechtenstein.
Go outside the damn casino. There's loads of smoking rooms.
Fuck, Alan, from your mouth to God's ears.
Okay, hashtag watch comedy.
Hashtag shut the fuck up.
Shut up in smoker jail. Hashtag shut the fuck up in smoker jail.
Is there a speaker in the smoker's room?
Hmm?
Is there a speaker in the smoker's room?
No.
No, that would help as well. No. But, I'm not
there
I'm
is
not
one
asking
at the other comedy club.
Spend money. I'm just asking
the smoker jail people.
Goliath Comedy Club have got a speaker in their smoking room.
Even in their toilets.
I'm not doing that. I'm not playing that game. Don't get me on that road.
Come on, Alan. We've got 1 minute left. What do you think? Okay, currently, current state of comedy in this country now, give me a little, like a state of the nation. Dun, dun, dun. My fellow Americans.
Healthy this. There's so much young talent. There's so much visiting talent.
No, but hang
talent.
On. You're talking about comedy talent, because I know you're at the bar looking at the talent and the comedy.
No. I'm talking about comedy talent, for God's sake. You know, I swapped food for sex long, long ago.
Who doesn't?
You have food in public for a start and pay for it, and nobody bats an eyelid.
So that's anyway, better. I swapped food for sex. Okay, cool. State of comedy.
Alan, I think comedy is very, very healthy. I think we saw one or two open mics last night that could be very good. We've got a lovely visitor, Toby. Toby, I don't know if you're working anywhere else while you're here in South Africa. You must remind people.
I'm going back to...
Because he was bloody good and worth watching.
There was a young open mic last night called Lloyd. Lloyd Niemand.
Yes.
Very strong written stuff and stage presence, but like, he needs to get to the funny quicker.
Yeah, and he needs to do his 3 minutes and push off. And the other
he
open
did
mic,
seven,
over mic last night, I can't remember his name, was very good as
Peter.
Well. But the point is, I think if you've got your minute left to finish off, what I wanted to say is the comedy is very strong. There's lots of very good young talent coming into the industry, which means old farts like me get less work, so I hate them all with every fibre of my
being. That's why I agree with you, Alan. I agree with you. Fuck these young talented people. And also, we need a book review. Will you please read Trevor's book?
Yeah, sure, send it.
Okay, no.
Go to bookshop and buy it.
You don't do that. You know, sponsor.
Yeah,
go buy the book. Read the book. Read a book, you know. So, Alan, thank you.
What was that accent?
That was Christopher Walken. I got you, Dave.
Thanks, Brandon. Buy the book. Alan Adams, thank you. Please go back to writing.
Too early for this show.
I will. Thank you for the break. It's been a nice, refreshing little mental pick-me-up.
I think we're going to have you on the show more often because you're intelligent and you give thought. And I like that.
Good. And also I'm speaking to 8 people so I can really say what I like.
Say what you like.
If you want to tell me how horrible you thought I were, all 8 people, the hashtag is at Alan Denzel. @AlanDenzel.
Cool. Thank you very much, Alan. Goodbye. Have a lucky Friday.
Bye.
Oh, my goodness. All right, we're going to say goodbye now because we only get an hour to talk shit. And just when it starts getting lekker, we start finishing the show.
Oh, no, that's not good, guys. You know what you have to start doing is like...
What?
You
have 1 minute.
Get on. Don't worry about it.
We have 1 minute.
Oh,
don't worry about her.
Fucking invite me back then.
Come back.
Toby, you're at Parker's rest of the week?
Yeah, and then I'm doing Cape Town on New Year's. And I'm doing
Cape Town New Year's Eve?
Yeah, and I'm doing a solo show at the Armchair Theatre in Obs on the 12th of January.
On by yourself?
Yeah.
And Gina Fernandez organized that.
Yeah,
so you're going to have exactly the same amount of people at your show that listen to this podcast.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to help him out with some promo. So
charge them $1,000 each to get in. Okay, well done. Toby Arslan, thank you very much. For joining us, Brandon.
Thanks,
what are you
guys.
Doing today?
Today I'm I don't know, Dave.
Getting drunk.
We're going home. We're going home.
Going home to where?
We're gonna Christmas it. It's Christmas.
We're gonna Christmas it.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you gonna? Yeah. You know, I think you're just gonna go home and get drunk. You fucking alcoholic.
Hold in. Tell
Eric, what are you doing the rest of the week?
I am going to Middleburg this afternoon for my uncle's 60th birthday.
Fantastic, man.
That's gonna be.
That's
fun.
Gonna be so much fun.
Telling my family that I do comedy for a living.
They don't know. Are you coming
Eric.
Out of the closet, basically?
No,
Eric.
I'm not. What,
tell them you're gay.
No. Let me just explain. The thing
show's
is,
over.
One of them are
that has been the Guest Comedy Podcast.
We love you. Bye. CliffCentral.com.